Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What you may not have known is back in 2016, by the way, happy Monday. Ben Heisler is in for Jamie Monticelli today here on Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Back in 2016, you may not have known that this guy right here, Rod Stewart, went in for a routine cancer checkup. And wound up 3 years ago being diagnosed with prostate cancer. Nobody knew about it until like yesterday, as the rocker, 74, was at a concert and told the crowd that he was given the all clear in July after battling the disease for 3 years. He had prostate cancer. The British music legend, whose hits include Maggie May, I Don't Want to Talk About It, went public with his illness at a fundraising event for the Prostate Project and European Tour Foundation charity on Saturday night. And he told the crowd that he had been given the all clear. I mean, it's sad to know that, you know, you have to battle this for 3 years. But is there any other reminder for you as a guy, Ben, and me? And I don't, how old are you, Ben? You're
31.
31. All right. Ketzer is 26. I'm 38. There is no wrong time to get those screenings and those checkups and to go in for your physical. And I know that you guys are a little younger, and I'm not old by any stretch, but I'm the old man here right now. And I have my next physical. It might be this month. I have to actually check my calendar. It's either this month or next. But get that. I mean, every time you hear about one of these, you know, it's celebrities we hear more about than your neighbor down the street.
Right.
But every time you hear about one of these, it's like, man, you got to get yourself checked out.
It's not only that. It's the combination of you need to get yourself checked out. And had I gone in for just a regular yearly annual physical,
mm-hmm.
this could have all been avoided.
Yeah.
And imagine the stress that something like this puts. I mean,
he's 74.
Right. He's also living in the complete spotlight, was able to avoid letting mm-hmm. anybody know for 3 years. Like, imagine your whole life is surrounded by other people that are following what you do, and you've had to keep that a secret for 3 years. It's remarkable.
I'm going to read you a quote here from Rod Stewart, who has beaten, or he's beaten it. He's been battling prostate cancer for 3 years. He has successfully been treated for prostate cancer. He says, quote, "No one knows this, but I thought this was about the time I told everybody. I'm in the clear now simply because I caught it early. I have so many tests." Early is relative. Like, he caught it early in the cancer, but he got it at 71. He got the news about it at 71, which is pretty late in the game. And he said, quote, "Guys, you've got to really go to the doctor. Finger up the bum. No harm done." By the way, prostate cancer, the fourth most commonly diagnosed type of cancer worldwide, 1.3 million cases in 2018.
That's really the most cheeky way to be able to say something like that, right?
I see what you did there.
Thank you. I will be here today and today only. Tip your waitress.
Is there, and that's the one thing, like, as guys, like, I haven't had my prostate cancer screening yet. And I think for me, and, you know, if you're a guy and you've had it, or you're a guy and you are afraid to get it, what is the reason you wouldn't? Like, why haven't you yet? And if your answer is, I'm 26, okay, I understand that. You know what I mean? But if you're 52 and you've never had the prostate exam, why haven't you done it? Are you afraid what you might find out? Or are you afraid about the finger in the bum, as Rod Stewart said? Like, what's the reason you haven't done it yet? I haven't done it because I'm 38, but I'm
supposed to start at what, 40?
40, I believe. I mean, I may do it at this next one. I'm not sure.
Have you started it at 35 just to be on the complete and total cautious
right.
side? There's nobody that would go to you and laugh at you. It's not as if like you're 8 years old in gym class and people are laughing at you for wearing tighty whities when everybody else is wearing boxer shorts. Not that that ever happened to me or anything.
No,
like
that sounds like something you would know nothing about.
Nothing about. But I think it's a combination of what you said. There's the idea of I feel fine, so therefore I must be
such
fine.
A guy attitude,
isn't it?
We are like, trust me. And I,
you can't see it on the outside, or if it is on the outside, you rub some dirt on it, dirt on it, and you move on.
Pour some tussin on it, get out there, and get back in action. Like my wife the other day, when we went to the hospital about 2 weeks ago, she had a very thick, heavy cough, and it took her getting a temperature of 104 for her to actually go to the emergency room. I said, honey, this is what guys do. You're supposed to be the one, you know, that goes to the doctor when you're sick. Like, this is the woman's role. You are so much smarter than we are. We are more stubborn than you. We're always fine. We're not, though. And I don't know if, and text in 22980. If you haven't, why haven't you? And if you have, for somebody like me who's, you know, a year and a half away from what you're supposed to do, is it all that bad? You know what I mean? Like, is it all that bad to go in and get your bum tickled. You know what I mean? Somebody said they don't put your finger there anymore. It's done with your blood and your PSA. What is your PSA?
It's not what I think it is.
No, it's not a public service announcement.
That tells you only you can prevent forest fires.
Right.
I don't know. I think, again, it's all about perspective.
Prostate specific antigen.
Okay.
Okay.
It's all a blood test now? You don't have to do a colonoscopy anymore?
I'm really glad we're having this conversation. This is not a conversation Jamie would want to have. So I'm really glad you're here right now, Ben.
Oh, good.
So for guys, they don't do the traditional put your palms on the... put your palms
here's a little
on
thing
the bed,
for your knees,
drop
right
your pants,
here.
And grin and bear it. They don't do that anymore?
Well, I will tell you...
I don't know the answer to this.
I will tell you that I dealt with some gastro issues several months ago. Mm-hmm. Did not have to get a colonoscopy, but I got the old Rod Stewart treatment. So they do it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether or not.
Was it how bad was it?
It wasn't fun. You know, you're not sitting there going, all right.
Round two.
Yeah, let's go ahead and
can we run that back?
Yeah.
No.
You know, let's put it like this. You know what's about to happen. It happens.
Right.
You don't like it.
And it's over.
And then it's over.
No one enjoys turning their head and coughing while somebody's down there. But
you know you have to do it to make sure that you're going to be okay. I found out that I'm okay.
I love the text line. Back-to-back text. They don't put your finger up there anymore. Next test. Sorry to burst your bubble. They still do the finger. Well, now, what is the truth? What is the truth?
Maybe it's like a credit card. Like you can qualify for certain perks based on your medical history.
I would much rather they pull the blood. All right. I would much rather you run that PSA than stick your finger. But is that thing? Is that a thing?
Well, here are your options, right? It's either
Happy Monday, by the way.
Right. Yeah. People are in the drive-through for lunch.
Prostate Monday is what it is.
But, I mean, the choices are either you have to deal with a finger, you get the blood drawn, or you potentially get sick.
Yeah. Or, I mean, if you...
To me, there's no...
You get the blood drawn, and then you do the treatment if there is something, on the off chance there is something, or you don't know about it, and then all of a sudden you're the guy on the TV commercial saying, I should have had this checked out in a 30-second whatever, and now I have stage four prostate cancer.
By the way, you and I are also, it sounds like we're in the minority in our relationships with our wives. My wife doesn't like going to the doctor either. I don't think anybody really loves going to the doctor, but I'm much more willing to go to get something checked out than my wife is.
I had an earache and went to the doctor, and it cost me $60. It's coming up on 11 o'clock. 576-7798. All right. If you're a guy and you've had this test, how bad is it? Do they still always do the finger thing? All right. And ladies,
also text them what you're getting for lunch right now.
It's almost 11. Let's go to Brian Locke in the newsroom. Rod Stewart, who came out yesterday and said he had beaten prostate cancer when he was at a fundraiser, diagnosed 3 years ago. And if you're a guy, You know, have you gone and got the test? How, was it the finger? Was it the blood? Because that's just kind of the debate I'm seeing on the text line, is they still do the finger, they don't do the finger. And as a guy who's 38 and about to hit that age where I should have these checkups often every time I go get a physical, I'd like to know what I'm getting into. And if you haven't done it, for those that are scared and haven't done it, wouldn't you want to know? I mean, if you're shamed by what could be in your bum for 10 seconds or 2 seconds, or I don't even know how long it is, but is it that fearful? Are you worried about the results? Because prostate cancer is no joke, you know? And we got some people on hold right now that are survivors. We got some great stories to tell, but why haven't you? 576-7798, text in 22980. Ben Heisler is in for Jamie Monticelli today. Benny, this is kind of a guys, let's all, ladies, we'll get to your thing later. But right now,
very sensitive to all of this.
Right. 576-7798. Let's talk to Alan in Overland Park. What's up, Alan?
Hey, I went in to have a physical about a year ago.
How old are you, Alan? How old are you?
68.
68. You went in a year ago. Okay.
So I went in a year ago, had a basic physical just like I do every year, and I had a blood test drawn, and the result, and that was a couple of days before, so when I went in to see the doctor, he said, well, your PSA has gone up from last year, I need to have you bend over, and so I did, and he did, and to check things out, and he said, well, I think what we need to do is send you to a urologist, and what they will do is they will go into the same bum area, and they will clip out about 10 to 12 pieces of prostate. It was not painful. It was a little bit odd, but they were able to determine that I did have prostate cancer, and the results were to either remove the prostate or put in what they call seeds, that will hopefully kill the cancer that's there. I did end up having my prostate removed, and I haven't had any problems. I've just gone through the doctor just within the last 20 days, and I appear to be cancer-free.
That's awesome.
Got a few other issues that are going on, like incontinence, but hopefully over time that will fix itself.
Hey, that is a great story, Alan. I mean, it's an awkward one that you have to go through, but the end result.
Thank you for sharing it, though.
The end result is fantastic. Thank you for calling.
And really quick,
a routine physical thing. Like, that wasn't, you know, out of nowhere.
Right. And it turns out that the PSA test, at least according to Alan's story, mm-hmm. is that it's not one or the other. It's you can get the PSA test if there is concern.
Right.
Then you have to go with the finger test afterwards and then find out ultimately mm-hmm. what's going on.
576-7798. Let's talk to Ron hanging out in Johnson County. Ron, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hello there. How are you?
Doing all right, Ron.
Good, Ron.
Similar to the man who just spoke, 67, had my PSA. It had gone up pretty high, and they sent me to a urologist to, instead of the finger and the bum now, they call it the digit exam.
Okay.
But, and I had that done about 3 or 4 times a year. It's 30 seconds out of your life you'll never miss. I had surgery 2.5 years ago, had the prostate removed, everything went good. Now the cancer is starting to come back.
Uh-oh.
So now we go through radiation, which a lot of the men do, and normally that takes care of it. I'm 72 now, so I feel good. But men out there, get tested, please.
Hey, from your mouth, man. Hey, thank you for it. Continued success fighting it with that radiation.
And speedy recovery, Ron.
And thank you for sharing your story. 576-7798. Text in 22980. Let's talk to Dale in Blue Springs. Hey, Dale, thanks for calling.
Yes, you bet. So I went in for my annual checkup 10 years ago, and they checked my blood work, and my PSA was up over 4.0. It was actually 4.3.
What's the normal number for those of us that don't know?
Well, below 4.0.
Below 4.0 is where you want to be,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Sometimes it's 0.50, you know, sometimes it's 1.0. but it was up over 4. So they said, we need to check you out. They did the finger, and my prostate was hard on one side. And so they said, we need to take a biopsy. I scheduled that. They take, they numb the area, and then they take 6 samples from each side, left side and right side. And they found cancer on the right side where it was hardened. And so a lot of times they recommend either removal of the prostate or go through radiation. And like that gentleman said, he went through the seeds, which they plant seeds down there, radiation seeds. I went through pinpoint radiation, which you go in for 42 treatments, you lay on your back, they shoot radiation in 7 locations around below your waist, and you do that 42 days, and it only takes 10 minutes. And, yeah, I overcome it, and my PSA now averages about 0.05.
Wow.
That's great.
Good for you, Dale. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing your story of survival.
So all of this sort of comes down to a variety of different things that at least I'm taking away, right? The first is that most of these men that are they're calling in, they're 50s, 60s. I think Ron might have said he was in his early 70s. But they're all saying the same thing of the earlier you go in and get yourself tested, get your PSA levels checked, the better off you will be. They're all going in for annual exams. And again, if you start off early, you don't. If you're worried about the finger, the good news is that the finger doesn't come unless there is something to be worried about.
If you're, and I like how the guy said, it's 30 seconds of your life. You don't worry about it.
You don't miss it. It's I think that's what he said, yeah.
It's just 30 seconds, all right? Then you never have to tell anybody about it. Because I'm sure guys are afraid of saying, or that feeling, or that worry of feeling like you're being violated.
I suppose so, but again, it's a masculine thing.
Of course it is,
but again, would you rather deal with that for 20, 30 seconds, or would you rather start? Did you see about, you heard about some of the treatments they were going through?
Yeah.
Guy was having to go 3-4 times a year as opposed to just one checkup, and that might have just a little bit of blood drawn.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fear of the unknown. Like, we as men always are of the belief that, like, we can figure something out as long as you sort of have a guide going in.
We're fine in a
medical situation. Like, you're completely relying on the expertise of somebody else, somebody that you may not even know, and that's incredibly fearful for a lot of men.
Yeah, it really is. And do it early. I don't know when Prostate Cancer Month is. I think it's November. Is that when we do No Shave Movember? Is that Prostate Cancer Awareness Month?
Sounds like it.
We'll go with it.
I've been trying to grow this beard for years.
It's No Shave 2019 Benny.
November is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.